We're back.
Is it there? So we can just keep going?
I don't think it's back.
All right.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Well, if it's not back, you just don't get what we talked about. That's just gone forever.
Which is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. So welcome. We're diving right in. Sorry. I don't know what happened. Equipment-wise, something fucking power went off or something. Plenty to talk about tonight. We're going to do draft stuff. We're going to draft hockey teams, and then we're going to draft random Browns players. We're drafting hockey teams. There's a playoff start next week. We're going to put a 50 on it.
$50.
Mm-hmm. None of us know anything about hockey, so we're just going to...
Everything I know about hockey is from the Mighty Ducks.
See, I know everything from hockey from playing video games.
Yeah. I played video games, but mostly the Mighty Ducks taught me the most. They don't do knuckle pucks.
I was just going to say, knuckle pucks
is
not
really
real
disappointing.
Thing.
Nobody triple deeks. I never triple deek.
You can't form a flying V either, I don't believe. I think that's against the rules.
Really disappointing that there's no flying V. I bet you could fly in V, but I bet you it would just get destroyed, like when Iceland kicked their asses.
Joe, have you ever seen
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
No. I'm probably sure I have, but I don't remember.
We should do a pod watch of Mighty Ducks together when we're in the office.
I was going to say, it's been referenced a few times, every time I've just been like, yeah, totally.
He's going to sit there and he's going to fucking hate it. Yeah. Because you have to have some nostalgia to it to watch it as an adult and look at it. There's a bunch of movies like this where you remember it as a your childhood, so you have these positive memories. So when things happen on screen, you're like, oh, that's awesome. I remember that.
Wait, they do.
But then
you
watch it as an adult that's never seen it, you're like, this is a fucking kid's movie. This is stupid.
Yeah, wait, they do like the quack and slap. Yeah. I remember. I'm pretty sure I've seen it, but I don't remember the whole movie. I couldn't tell you the plot.
Well, before we get to the draft stuff, speaking of movies, and somebody said today he tried to tell me that Major League sucks. It's not a good movie. Yeah. And there's no nostalgia.
Someone in Cleveland?
Yeah. Well, I had a hot take today, and it's not a hot take because it's just fucking true.
Yeah.
Draft Day is the one of the worst sports movies ever made. It's like, I get it. It's about the Browns, so you like people like
Gives
it.
Gives it some points.
Yeah, but it's a terrible movie. It's awful. When you have to explain to the viewer everything that's happening constantly throughout the entire movie, it's like, what was the movie? Tenet?
Tenet.
But this is Tenet with zero action. It's just Kevin Costner yelling at phones basically the whole time. It's a fucking bad movie. Did anybody here like Draft Day? Is that like a favorite of anybody?
It's made. But like, there's a soft spot. Like, I just drove by parts of the flats that were in the movie. I love seeing Cleveland in movies. Any movie that's shot in Cleveland, I'm going to like it. I'm not going to say it's a good movie.
That's the best part about it is the Cleveland part. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If it's on TV, I'll just like, if I see it on the guide, I'm throwing it on just because it's Browns.
I actually give it the Clint Eastwood... and turn it off. I can't, for whatever reason, I can't stand the fucking movie. It's like, it just, maybe it's because I'm also not a huge Kevin Costner guy. I've been shifted a little bit with Yellowstone. Shout out to Ed from Cleveland State Barstool. But I'm just not a big Kevin. Tin Cup, great movie. Every other movie is better. I'm just not a huge Kevin Costner guy.
What was the one where he was pitching? For the Love of the Game? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, nostalgic baseball movies. All right, that's fine. It's a fine movie. Yeah. What's another great Kevin Costner movie?
Everybody Loves Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. That's a lock.
Yeah, it is a very good sports movie. Yeah. I actually, in spite of Kevin Costner, because it's still not a big
Kevin Costner is also in Man of Steel, too. He's Superman's dad.
I still haven't seen Man of Steel. So
greatest movie of all time, probably.
Wow, that is up there.
Superman's so boring.
Not Man of Steel. You got to watch it.
I think I've seen it.
I don't think you've watched it.
Are you watching your third eye?
Yeah, you saw it, but you didn't watch it.
I think the only cool take on Superman that's ever been in movies wasn't even technically Superman. Is that Brightburn movie? You ever see that?
No.
It's like a kid that is born with, or like it comes down with Superman powers, like laser eyes and can fly and super strong. But he ends up like becoming a psycho and murdering a bunch of people.
Yeah, being the villain.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
Batman's like, or Superman's the villain?
No, he's not.
I wasn't listening. Sorry.
They don't acknowledge him as Superman. His name's not Clark Kent. It's not officially affiliated with DC, but it's pretty much
it's just off
done in a way of like, this is clearly Superman in like a different angle.
Yeah.
It's
awesome. Okay.
Like, you got to watch the Snyder Cut of Justice League. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen.
I've heard it's really
good,
though.
Badass. I watched that. It's like 4.5 hours. I watched that 4 times in the week it came out. It's that fucking good. Yeah.
I've heard some really, really good things.
Superman Well, I don't want to spoil it, but holy shit, when he comes back, it gets fucking crazy.
All right.
Like, it gets fucking crazy quickly.
They might have to go on my weekend watching this week. I need a movie this weekend.
I mean, it's a grind. It's 4.5 hours, but it is wicked.
Oh, I'm down. I don't mind long movies. I'm totally okay with that.
Best thing DC has done, aside from the Christopher Nolan Batmans, is Peacemaker. Have you seen that yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck, that's good. It's very funny.
I don't even know what that is.
The John Cena show on HBO.
Oh, yeah, you were talking
based
about
off
that.
Of his character on Suicide Squad, the new Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
It is fucking I've seen previous hilarious, dude. Yeah. He is very funny.
All right, so let's draft our teams real quick.
Here how are we doing this?
I don't. I can't even find a bracket for the NHL. Does anybody know who's in the fucking playoffs?
Are they even? Yeah. Are they in? We were looking at right it. Now?
Playoff spots have been clinched.
Is this it right here? I feel like. Well, it also sucks because there's just like this. Your internet is the most god awful fucking internet.
Tell me about it.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Is this it? 2022?
I say we just choose teams with our gut. And then if anybody chooses the same team, rock, paper, scissors, two
everyone
out of three.
Everyone just chooses a name, and then if they're not in the playoffs, you're out.
You're automatically
eliminated. We'd save ourselves some time if we just looked at who's in the playoffs.
It's automatically eliminated. Is this right? No, this is 2022.
How many teams make the playoffs?
16, right?
Yeah.
No, there's 16 total, or 16 make it.
Yes.
Yeah, eight total. On each side.
Eight on each side. Same as NBA.
Proposed playoffs. I don't know. I can't find it.
I'm going to pick the coolest logo that I like.
Let's just do this. NHL standings. That'll probably be
good. Right, that's a lock every time.
Let's see. NHL standings. By the way, I'm so excited for this random Browns draft. Random Browns draft. Right? Because that would be what it is. Brandon Brown's draft.
It's a draft.
Yeah, because
draft.
I have some bangers, and I'm very excited to see what everybody's bringing to the table on this one. Yes.
You're really hyping it up. I feel like my answers are mid.
You're like,
oh, this is going to be crazy, and I'm like, I don't have that crazy of answers.
That's all right. We'll make them crazy. It don't matter.
So this one's got the seeds, but it's not like an actual...
I don't think I even want the seeds. I just need to know what teams are in. All right, so how do we draft? We're going to pick an order, and we're going to do it for both drafts.
We'll look up, like, NHL games, and that'll tell you, like, what's on tonight and tomorrow, so we could see, like, who's...
Well, they don't start till next Monday.
Oh, all right.
So
I don't think the seeding is actually clinched, but everybody in it is clinched.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, a game between 7 and 8, 4 and 5.
10 hours ago, it says postseason seeds still left to be determined.
So maybe should we just save this for Tuesday?
No, fuck that. We're drafting.
We're drafting.
Six
drafting.
Through eight for this one conference is tied. So, yeah, I mean.
I know Joe wants the Islanders. Are they in or are they still fighting?
Islanders are not in.
I want either the Islanders or the Bruins.
Okay.
I actually want the Bruins.
You want the Bruins?
Are they in?
I mean, they have to be in. It looks like they're in.
The Bruins are in.
I want the Bruins.
All right, so let's do it. This is the draft order. It's who, in what order, we'll do it like Cards Against Humanity, who shit last. So what's the order? Who took the? I think mine was when I got like 12:30 ish. When I go from the gym after a protein shake.
So I was about three.
Humble brag.
Three.
Yeah, I think I jotted at like 10 maybe. So
AM. I'm gonna have the first pick by far.
He's at three.
He's at three. But yeah, what time did I text you? Clock that I was coming down. I said on my way at 4:58. So
first pick,
I'm gonna say 4:45.
Joe, Brian, me, clock gets the last pick. Snake draft. So you'll get two picks in a row when we get to the Brandon Browns draft.
Okay.
All right. That's how it's gonna roll.
All right. First pick.
Well, we're also just so the people, the listeners and viewers know, we have some other shit we're gonna talk about. We're just gonna mix it in. As we go.
Yeah.
We're gonna draft the entire show here. So go ahead. First pick. You get your choice of your teams. Let's go.
For hockey, I'm picking one. Wait, can I know the seedings? Because I know you're looking at them. You're studying.
Ask me the team, and I'll tell you where they're
at. What are the Bruins' seed?
So they are... See, I don't know. I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, and they have them by division. It looks like they're towards the bottom, right?
They're six right now.
Yeah, six.
They'll probably be six.
Who's the top three seeds? Let me hear the names.
Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, Toronto Maple Leafs in one conference, and then...
The Maple Leafs sound good.
Colorado Avalanche...
and the Hurricanes.
What is CZY?
The Hurricanes are in it?
Flames.
Calgary Flames and Minnesota Wild.
Fuck that. I'm going underdog. I'm taking the Bruins.
All right.
I don't know what their seed is, but I'm rocking with Boston.
Robbie Bourne said that this is wide open. Anybody can win this year. So
yeah.
I get the second pick?
No.
Right? No, you have the second
pick. I got the second pick.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with the Carolina Hurricanes. That's
a solid pick. I was going to go with the Hurricanes.
My sister lives in North Carolina. I got some sort of tie to it. We'll bond over it.
I'm going Calgary Flames because I played with Calgary Flames when we used to play Blades of Steel. Thorn Fleury was there's like a newer Fleury. I'm talking about the old one. Thorn Fleury was like the really dope ass. I don't know. He shot well. I don't know what you call those guys, but.
Shooter.
He's a shooter. He's a hell of a shooter.
Hell of a shooter.
So I got Calgary Flames.
I'm going to go
with. Three seed?
They're two.
Two seed, okay.
I'm going with Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right.
All right. There you go.
My so whoever goes the furthest wins.
So I'm taking the heavy underdog.
Oh,
the heavy underdog.
Yo, it's fucking crazy.
What?
Me and you play first round.
Oh, I like this. I like that nobody even knew that.
They didn't even know it.
This is already great. I can't wait to meet you guys at a bar and yell at guys. I can't even pronounce their fucking
name. Yeah, we have to go to the bar for every game.
So fucking shit like that. It's awesome.
It's fucking, we're beginning to start beefing right now, Clock.
Yeah, it's over.
Love
it. Fuck that.
My childhood team for video games was always the Devils because I love the guy named Scott Stevens who was a kind of a goon defenseman, and then Martin Brodeur.
Those I remember Martin Brodeur. Okay. Yeah, I just remember Thorne Fleury. That's the only guy I met. And he might not even be on the Flames, but I remember him being on the Flames. So
Thorne Fleury, that's a fun fucking name.
All right, so there you go. You're in. Pick your. You let us know. You're riding with one of us. You got to pick. If you don't like hockey, you don't know anything about it, ride with one of us.
Hashtag Team Brian. Hashtag Team Will. Hashtag Team Clock. Hashtag Team Joe.
There you go.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, we're riding with us.
I'm calling you Joey until this round's over.
I hope we get to the Stanley Cup. Wait, so what?
I'm gonna wrap you into a fucking mental pretzel.
All right, so
I'm in the West, Calgary, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're the only one down there.
Perfect.
So
clean shots at the finals.
I'll see you in the championship.
All right, Stanley Cup finals.
It's a gauntlet between me, Clock, and Brian.
The winner of me and Joe is matched up exactly with you. Second round,
fantastic.
Because that's a 2-3 matchup. I'll probably win.
I hope we get to the finals. Is like all like two of the teams make it there, and we can do like a watch party. And
that'd
like
be cool.
All out for it, and just have a whole bunch of people who have no affinity to these teams just divide the city and just.
If we all get knocked out, we should just fucking
redraft the teams.
I'm totally down with that. Yeah. If we're all out in before the final four. Right before the conference finals,
yeah,
we redraft and go
again. Yeah, we'll each pick a final 14.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that works. Perfect. Before we get into the random Browns draft, we do have to bring up this Jason Sudeikis. Does he say his name right? Sudeikis.
I love Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. I haven't watched it. Everybody keeps telling me to watch it. I heard it's fantastic.
It is one of my favorite shows. I've probably seen both seasons 5 times.
It's like a feel good, but also a comedy, right? Is that kind of, somebody explained to me? Yeah, my cousin this weekend was telling me I had to watch, and he was like, "It's like Scrubs, but better."
He is the most likable character in the history of television. You can't not like Ted Lasso.
I got to be honest. When I watched some of the clips of it, he felt a little nerdy to me. And I don't know if I liked it.
You got
to
see it. He is a little bit nerdy, but in the best way. You have to see the full context of it because they do great job of setting the stage for the character, allowing him to be likable, and it's just fucking. Some of the one-liners are top-notch.
Heard the writing's really great. Good.
Yes, it's very good.
Who is Ted Lasso, though? Like, what is it the show about?
He's an American football coach who goes to Europe to coach a soccer team.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. It's like a sports show.
Yeah, but it's...
I thought it was like an alien show at first, because who's the alien? Who's the guy that has like a similar name that's like an alien UFO guy? I don't know. We won't be able to think about it. It'll come back to me, but sounds like the same name.
I don't know. That's a good question.
No idea. Lazar, yeah. Bob Lazar. He has some shit on Netflix that's like UFO shit. Anyways.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's Ted Lasso, Bob Lazar. Okay, I guess kind of. Yeah. All right.
UFO maybe not similar, but I thought they were the same guy.
Anyway, yeah.
I thought it was like an alien show.
Jason Sudeikis. He was married to Olivia Wilde, who's a great director.
Very beautiful woman.
Very beautiful. She's a smoke show.
Yes.
My Jenna pointed out last night, she looks extremely similar to Olivia Munn, which I did not realize until she said that. And they do look kind of similar. Both very hot. But anyway, very talented director. Very, very hot woman. Very talented actress. They were married. She had a movie that she was directing, and she had an affair because she is a dirty, dirty whore. And then... The poor Jason Sudeikis, who seems like the most likable guy on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I don't remember who wrote the blog on Barstool. Actually, I do. It was, God damn, I can't remember his name. Whatever. I'll think of it. He was like, you've never heard one bad thing about him ever. Everybody has like a little bit of dirt. And you never even heard anybody be like, oh, he was a dick to this guy that one time. He just seems like the nicest guy on earth. She cheats on him because she's a filthy whore. And they break up. They get divorced. And she last night, or 2 nights ago, I think maybe, was premiering that movie at some kind of movie festival, you know, someplace where all the fucking people jerk each other off about their movies. And then I figure out what documentaries to watch because they put the little stamp at the beginning. Yeah. I see the stamp at the beginning. I'll be like, oh, I should watch that documentary. The
little pieces of wheat coming out. Exactly. That looks nice.
It could be any film festival whatsoever on there. I'm like, oh, that's probably a good one. That looks like a good one. Because I feel like I'm a smart person.
The Albuquerque Film Festival.
Exactly. Well, anyway, she's on stage at the Albuquerque Film Festival debuting her new movie, the one where she cheated on him and had an affair. Because she's a dirty, dirty whore. And and the, what do you call those people? The processor? The person who serves papers?
So,
it's a processor, right? Court processor? Court?
No, what is it?
I don't know what they're called.
Been served people.
Yes. Yeah, the guy from Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's character. I don't know, whatever. Either way, they left the child custody papers on the stool on stage. So she walked up and she's like, this is for me? Like,
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, and like looks at it and it's her child custody papers and then has to introduce her movie, the one where she cheated on Jason Sudeikis because she's a dirty, dirty whore, and holds the papers the entire time in her hand with just her morality and her conscience probably eating away at her the entire time. If that is not the most beautiful, and he claims he had nothing to do with it, he would have never let them do that. Of course, because he's the nicest guy on earth. He wouldn't want that. But he didn't want that, but it happened because that right there is fucking karma. That is the best kind of karma that could come back to anybody on earth.
That's phenomenal that that did happen. I say with how nice of a guy he is, I struggle seeing him to be that vindictive. Maybe it was just like that. I think it's called a process server, right?
Process server? That sounds right. We're getting close.
I'm trying to find it. I can't.
But whoever does that kind of shit, like if that person would be such a fucking G if he took it upon himself. Like, yeah. I love Jason Sudeikis. Fuck you, dirty, dirty whore. We're ruining goddamn shit. He just sneaks his way
in. He's like, I fucking love Ted Lasso.
Yeah, he snatches a lanyard off of somebody. He's like, yeah, I mean, totally meant to be here. Sneaks on the stage.
I looked up who says you've been served. And it's not giving me the answer. So. Oh,
it's probably a break answer. Answer. It's like one of those, like, what is those? The cheer movies, right? Is that You've Been Served? Wasn't that the movie?
What's I don't
the
know.
You Got Served? You Got Served. I think that's a movie, right?
I think that's a breakdancing thing.
It could be.
Serve somebody. Bring It On is the cheerleader movie.
Yeah. But hold on. No, in the preview for Bring It On, she says, you got served after they fucking.
No, you're talking about Bring It. It's like Bring It On, Bring It All. It's like something like that for the dance movies.
Oh, then it's like, yeah, it's like, is it
Bring It?
Is it Honey with Jessica Alba?
I have no
Jessica
idea.
Alba was the hottest woman on the planet for a stretch. She went like Maxim and FHM magazines were huge. Yeah. She was just the queen of that.
But all the results are just foreign people asking, why do Americans say you've been served? That's all the results.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. That's if you could ever find there's always like the top questions foreigners ask about Americans. Yeah. They're always hilarious.
Yeah.
There's like always like one about hamburgers.
I just stumbled upon that
server. Process server.
Principal job is to deliver or serve legal documents to a defendant or a person involved in a court case.
I feel like Clock would be a good one of those.
Processor?
Yeah. I feel process server. I feel like you're kind of unassuming. Like nobody ever feel like threatened by you as you walk up.
He sneaks up on you.
You feel friendly. You feel like you're approaching with, and you'd be like, but you're also, we handle your business very matter of fact. Like, you've been served, you dirty.
So you're saying I make all you guys nervous.
No, I'm saying you don't make me nervous.
I feel like he's got too much of a conscience for it. I feel like it would eat away at him morally to just be serving people fucking papers.
Well, then I went down a rabbit hole of watching the best highlights of famous people getting served their papers. Mm-hmm. And like there's one of Tyga signing like boxes of shoes. And the guy who was serving his papers bought two boxes of shoes serves them as fucking child support papers right there at the table. TMZ catches it on camera. It's fucking brutal.
If you could get like that kind of specific, like only the high profile servings, like
I would do that for the content.
That's a dream.
Easily. It's a dream job.
Wow. You've been served.
But you have to do it like the movie, whatever movie it is. We have to figure that out exactly.
You got served.
Yeah.
Bring It movie.
All right. So let's start the draft and we'll sprinkle in some other things because someone was trying to fuck our bitch. Someone today on Twitter was trying to come to our High Noons. That is our sponsorship. First of all, we have been grandfathered into a High Noon and Pink Whitney sponsorship. You get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This is like when you go to a bar and some dude who isn't even good looking enough or you're there's no the personality to really pull your chick starts talking to her, but you're still like, you know what? I don't fucking like it. Like, I'm not a jealous guy, but whatever. I don't want this guy talking to her. I don't want him fucking hitting on her. Right? That's what happened today.
Yeah, we'll I think it's just like a watch your step.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't misstep again kind of thing. Stay in line. Take your orders.
Yeah, you don't want it on site with the Barstool Cleveland boys. That's what I'm saying.
Take your orders and say thank you.
So help me God, I'll burn this place to kingdom come.
So we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's start out the draft. We'll stay with the exact same order. Snake draft. We're going to do random Browns draft picks. So it's a random Browns draft.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to start off. Joe, you're going to fucking lead this thing out, coming out of the gate hot.
First pick.
Let's go. First pick in the draft.
Wait, so Browns draft, right? That's what we're calling it?
Yeah.
All right. Pick number one, I'm going Bud Light. Draft Bud Light at First Energy Stadium on Sunday hits unlike any other beer in your life, especially when the Browns are winning.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that going outside the box. Yeah. Right out the fucking gate. Yep. I like it.
That's wild. Is not what was asked at all earlier, but when we started calling it a draft, you pivoted and I fucking love it.
I know. I do like That's why I specified, wait, draft, because you said you threw picks in there before, and that's I'm like, that doesn't fall into that category.
No, Browns draft. You nailed it. Well, and Bud Light. And you're right. I don't really like Bud Light most of the time, but it. A draft Bud Light at
First Energy?
Yeah, I'll slam perfect. Like 10 of those at the Browns game for sure. Yeah.
You're down $1.20 real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Good first pick, Brian. You're up.
So I'm going with just random players and random picks. And I, with the second overall pick in the Barstool Cleveland draft, the Brian Kennys are taking Ryan Pontbriand.
Oh, wow. Long snapper.
Ryan Pontbriand's a long snapper out of Rice. We drafted a long snapper.
Legend.
Drafted a long snapper.
I didn't know we drafted him.
I believe it was the fifth round, too.
What?
If I'm not mistaken, I got the rounds took a long snapper.
Yeah, I have all my rounds, too, yes.
And, yeah. He
was great, but late in his career, he got the yips. I was covering that team in the locker room when he got the yips.
Fifth round pick.
Who drafts a long snapper with the fifth? Who was the GM at that point?
Crazy people?
Had to be Eric Mangini. This feels like an Eric Mangini draft.
This
pick.
Was...
He was... Didn't he start...
2003, no.
Yeah,
this
he was
2003.
There was that way still? Back when I was a young gun.
Palmer?
Palmer was the head coach. Would that have been Carmen Policy?
Policy, yeah. I think he might have been gone by then, right? That'd be the first... Good catch.
Getting ready for my softball
I feel like
that's a good
one. Because Ryan Pontbriand is super random. People remember who that is. And they drafted a fucking long snapper?
They drafted a fucking long snapper.
He was very good for a long time.
Got to build the trenches.
You do got to build the trenches. Hey, you build from the line out, and you build from the middle of the line out, right? They drafted Alex Mack really high. They got a lot of heat for that. Yep. He's still fucking playing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Browns legend, Alex Mack.
Yeah. Alex One time Mack, when Jen and I very first started talking, she was at a party at Alex Mack's house, and I fucking hate his guts for it ever since.
He dated a girl I went to high school with and grew up around the corner from me for years.
Really?
Yeah. And then when he went to Atlanta, he broke it off, but like let her keep the Mercedes she was driving.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Is she a smoke?
I mean, she had to train it back in when it was all done with the lease, but.
She a smoke show?
She's very pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for
And you
her.
Know what? That's a baller move to be like, you know what? I'm out of here and we're not going to be together
keep
anymore.
The car.
But you can keep the car because it's
give
like,
a fuck.
I'm hurt, but all right. Yeah, it's wow, okay. I think hard. I'll get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to deal with the paperwork. Just fucking keep the thing. I'll just keep making payments on it.
2000. No, this would have been the Butch Davis era.
Okay. Yeah, he was terrible at drafting. Decent coach, terrible at drafting. All right, third pick in the Browns draft. The Burgies.
The Cleveland, or the Barstool Cleveland Browns draft.
Barstool Cleveland Browns draft. I'm taking Charlie Fry.
Okay.
Charlie Fry, third round pick, 05. So in and the reason I took him is this. First of all, he was a hometown boy. Everybody fucking loved him. He like you guys probably do, you know, people had Charlie Fry jerseys.
No, I remember Charlie Fry.
There was like French fry promos at a fucking fast food place. Yep. This was a big deal. But I don't
that
know.
That was a dumbass fucking commercial.
It
too.
Was the worst.
The
commercial.
Dumbass. You want fries with that? No, I already got one.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And Braylon Edwards in a fucking car at McDonald's.
Braylon Edwards.
This is my fry. And Braylon Edwards got blown in a fucking car.
And that's going to take us to why this is such a crazy guy. I've been picked too. 06, he started 13 games, threw for 2,400 yards, 10 TDs, 17 picks. Not a great year, right? Wasn't a good quarterback, no. Right? But do you guys remember that he beat out Brady Quinn and Derek Anderson in 07 for the starting job,
yep.
And only got to play like a handful of minutes in that first game and got yanked. Derek Anderson went in, lit it the fuck up in week two back at home, which is still the highest snow is against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Was it?
Against the Bengals.
I remember this.
And they scored, I think it was like 54-51 or something.
No, 51-45.
Very good. Yeah. Crazy high score game. Yeah. And then that offense took off. Charlie fucking Fry started and got yanked week one, like 11 minutes into the first game or something crazy.
And they got cut the next day.
Yeah. Yep.
Charlie Fry looks like a human pair of Mark Echo jean shorts. He's the human equivalent of Mark Echo jean shorts. Him and Ryan Mallett.
That's a good one.
Ryan Mallett.
There you go. That's your third pick in the first round. All right. Final pick in the first round. Clock, who you got?
Fourth pick in the Browns draft. I'm going with one of my favorite players growing up, Dennis Northcutt.
Oh,
second round pick, 2000. Wide receiver, punt returner. Story behind that, obviously one of my favorite players growing up, but I met him like three times as a kid, got like a signed picture from him, got his jersey, and yeah, he was just there like through childhood and stuff. I always picked him in Madden and shit.
Do you know that he used to host Joey Fingas mixtapes?
Really?
Yeah, so Joey Fingas was underneath Mick Boogie, who are both still huge DJs to this day, and he used to have to buy their mixtapes at City Blue downtown, and Dennis Northcutt used to host TJ Fingas mixtapes.
Wow, that's hard. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, the hoop earring too. He was swaggy.
Deep in the hip-hop scene. Yeah, there you go. So there's your first round. Bud Light Draft. That was Joe's pick.
Bud Light Draft, yep.
Ryan Pomprian.
Ryan Pomprian for Brian. Charlie Fry for me. Dennis Northcutt for Clock. Clock, you get the first pick in the second round.
Back on the clock.
Back on the clock.
And the Barstool Cleveland Browns draft.
There you go.
With the second round pick in the Browns draft.
We should have put it the like dun 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 dun. Dun, dun,
dun. I'm going with lockdown corner Daylon McCutcheon.
Oh, I forgot about Daylon McCutcheon.
Third round pick, 1999.
I liked him too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. He actually stuck with the team for a while too.
He was with the squad for a minute, yeah. Because 99, I was like four, so like I didn't peep that. But he was on like Madden 05 all the way up until there. I'm pretty sure. Him and like Robert Griffith.
He's a ball. Secondary. Oh, Robert Griffith was good. Yeah, he came over from where? Minnesota? If I remember correctly, Robert Griffith, I think he came over from Minnesota.
Yeah, something
they actually
like that.
Had a, for how bad that team was, the secondary wasn't awful.
Yeah, and we had Anthony Henry. He was tough.
And actually, Anthony Henry, he set the record for the most picks in a rookie season.
Yeah.
I think he still holds it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was actually chasing up Dick Nitrane. He beat Dick Nitrane Lane's record for most picks in a rookie season, and he was running up on his heels. I think Dick Nitrane Lane actually still owns most picks in a season.
It's a fucking great name.
Oh, Dick Nitrane Lane.
Yeah. That's tough.
Oof. Dude, what you tell a woman that's your name, and she's like, yeah, right. And you're like, here's my ID.
It's like
she's
a gamer like, tag.
Nitrane Lane is amazing, but the dick just drives it home. Oh, hell yeah. It just drives it on home.
All right, so there you go. First pick in the second round. The Burgies with the sixth pick of the Barstow Cleveland Browns draft. That's a tongue twister. I'm going with Brandon McDonald, fifth round pick, 2007. First of all, Brandon McDonald balled the fuck out 1 year. In 2008, he had five interceptions, one of them returned for a touchdown. We had a really good secondary that year.
Wait, he's a cornerback, right?
Cornerback, yeah. Right?
That's a bold pick.
But way more than that, and this is the reason I chose him, he was dating Sabrina Parr. Does anybody remember who Sabrina Parr was?
No.
She was on ESPN Cleveland when I was there. She was into messy sports talk before that was cool. She was dating him. She went on the air, told everybody that he loves ecstasy.
What?
Tweeted out. Yeah, this is while he's on the team. Tweeted out. If I have the tweet pulled up right here. Look at this. From 2010. February 7th, 2010. So Brandon McDonald put his hands on me and went crazy. I'm definitely pressing, charging, and suing his ass. S-E-W-I-N-G.
His ass.
Yeah. But here's the crazy part. He didn't. She actually beat his ass. And look at the very first picture. She got arrested.
Wow.
And now guess who Sabrina Parr is married to? Lamar fucking Odom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is
fitting. Thank you very much. God. That's a great fucking
that
pick.
That makes God sense. Damn.
Brandon McDonald.
What a turn of events. Yeah, I did not think we were going down
that's
that road.
Tough.
Yeah, he was on the same secondary as Eric Wright. Eric Wright was a baller.
Brandon McDonald was on my list.
Yeah.
Because he was nice. He was nice for like 3 years.
And super random. Right?
Yeah, right.
Fucking thanks to that guy.
He was like a fifth round pick.
Was he nice for years? I always feel
he was nice.
He was like the slot. Well, he had like one really good year. And then the next year when he wasn't playing well, that's when she said maybe if he stopped doing so much ecstasy on the air.
Yeah.
While I worked at ESPN Cleveland, she was on the Rizzo and said that shit on air.
Damn.
Yeah. I feel like my memories of him was he was like fucking...
He was a bum at the end. Yeah, but he was dealing with this fucking crazy bat every day. So yeah,
most of my picks are not good players at all.
Yeah,
almost all my picks, pretty much all of them.
All right, well you're on the clock, so let's hear it.
My random player is Kaluka Maiava.
Oh yeah, I almost picked him too.
Was a fourth round pick who didn't contribute whatsoever except for special teams. He was on those USC teams. He was in that linebacking core, where it was like Clay Matthews and Ray Malaluga, like those ridiculous linebacking corps at USC, and he was like, he just kind of rotated in a little bit and still was a fucking fourth round pick. And the only thing that really makes it a fun thing is he is The Rock's nephew, and that never really got any sort of
is he wow. really?
He is the nephew of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Damn.
Interesting.
Maiava. Rocky Maiava was The Rock's original wrestling name because of his family name.
You would think that they would push that. Right, that would be like a selling point. Yeah. I don't remember ever hearing that.
No.
And I covered the fucking team at that time.
I remember hearing it a little bit, but not much.
All right.
Yeah.
Final pick, halfway through the Barstool-Cleveland Browns draft. I'll fucking say it right one of these times. Final pick, second round. Joe, you're on the clock.
Get Johnny clock. Manziel. Johnny Manziel is my pick in the second round. I mean, you're lying to yourself if you didn't want him pre-draft. I mean, he was just most exciting football player in college football history, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Probably that's up for debate,
but like, yeah, the way that he would just fucking play was unbelievable. And then he did have some flashes, like that one game when he had the two crazy ass throws to Travis Benjamin, like 50 plus yard touchdowns. Yep. Awesome. Obviously, I mean, just got too coked out too many times and couldn't play, didn't have the chops to play in the NFL, but I mean, whatever. It was very exciting draft pick at the time. I was watching it actually at Winking Lizard. And the Browns traded up to, I think, to like 22, I think is when
22,
we took,
exactly.
Yeah, because we took Justin Gilbert first that draft, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because Johnny was still on the board, and then he was falling that night. And then we traded up, and actually my one buddy, Jay-Z, he like would announce the picks like 3 minutes before they would happen. Like he was just on Twitter, and he was like, I don't know who his source is, but it was fucking ridiculous. And he's like, Browns are getting Johnny. And then they said on the TV, first time I ever had Cajun dry rub wings. I was eating it. I threw it across Winking Lizard because I was so hyped. And then me and my buddies, Manny and Jonah, sprinted from Winking Lizard out of the restaurant to the Giant Eagle down the street and then back. We were that hyped. So that's easily my second round pick.
I like that. So I have two good stories about that. I mean, I have a million good stories about Johnny.
I still have my Johnny jersey. I still wear it.
My goal at Barstool is to have a one-on-one sit-down with Manziel and go back over the times that we had.
Yes.
That's the funny thing. We don't really have beef.
No, I saw that the picture of him at the bar on draft night. That was getting tweeted out this week. I meant to send it to you.
Was it really?
Yeah, I saw it.
It was coming back. Yeah, that was when we beefed. We were both on TM. Me saying I was going to beat him up. Him calling me a pussy.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that's not the story I want to go into. One is I just spoke to that class at Florida Southern last night.
Oh yeah, how'd that
go? And they were they didn't fucking like me, but whatever. They were bored out of their minds. Some ginger chick was heckling me on Twitter.
Oh, she heckled you so good.
It was really good though.
Oh, it was top notch.
I said these kids are gonna be so fucking disappointed, and she tweeted back at me, "We are." Period. The period.
Oh my god,
really got me.
Wow.
And she did it while I was talking to the class. She had her legs up on the desk, wasn't paying attention, was on her phone, and it said, "We are." And then like I look at my phone, I'm like,
"She's live tweeting you."
But they asked me about like Johnny Manziel, or they asked me about I don't remember how it came up, but he was like, if you had to take a road trip from Cleveland to Lakeland, Florida, because they are in the swamp in Lakeland, Florida, so who gets the fucking last laugh there, who would you rather take that road trip with, Baker Mayfield or Johnny Manziel? And I was like, oh, Johnny, easily.
No
like,
doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm like, my liver wouldn't make it all the way down there, but we don't fucking blast the whole way down there. That'd be awesome, actually.
If you make it down there.
And then the second story I have on was the night, same thing. Night he was drafted. I was doing the draft show for WTM 1100. At that time, we were still the Browns radio network. And it was me, Phil Taylor, Mike Snyder, and someone else, remember the fourth person. And we were at a BW3's, I want to say it was the one in Strongsville. I don't remember exactly where we were at. But Brian Hoyer was the quarterback at the time. Yeah. His dad was friends with some of the people at the station, was sitting first table in front of us. And there was a lot of anti-Johnny, and I was the only pro-Johnny. And when they drafted him, I was like, finally they got a quarterback who can make plays. We don't have to deal with this.
And
his dad got up and left the fucking restaurant.
Oh, so, man.
The Hoyer family does not like me very much. Yeah. So,
I fucking hate Johnny. I always hated Johnny.
You didn't like him when they...
I didn't like him when they took him.
Really?
Oh, not at all.
What reason is that too fucking like?
No, he wasn't. He was the absolute worst.
Oh, he was the enemy of the worst.
At Texas A&M, he was awesome.
He was pretty awesome. But a total fucking dick. And I was obviously correct.
That is true. You did end up drafting.
You played football. I was obviously correct.
But you missed out on the best part of him, which was the excitement when they drafted him and how much fun that was.
You mean when everything was going really well with the hometown kid, Brian Hoyer, and us as fans ran him out of
the
fucking
room? Oh, get the fuck out of here with the Brian Hoyer shit. That guy sucked, too.
He's the definition of average.
7-4.
Yeah, exactly.
7-4, though.
He's definition of average.
Greedy. You're all so goddamn greedy.
He's mids as fuck.
Yeah, he's mid as fuck.
That's fine, but the team was winning.
We had LeBron tweeting about that Johnny pick. Yeah. Come on.
LeBron also tweeted to get Odell Beckham out of Cleveland. He's such a fucking dick.
It's big.
I feel like you could just pay, if you're a famous person, you just pay LeBron. He's like a, it's like a cameo. You could pay him to tweet anything you want to help your cause.
I'm sure. I love LeBron, but yeah, he's a fucking dick on Twitter.
By the way, shout out to
Cleveland.
Shout out to everybody who's purchased a NAB We Trust shirt or an F Them Pick shirt.
Yeah.
We've sold a nice chunk of both of those shirts and the Tristan McKenzie shirt. And one of the purchasers of the NAB We Trust shirt, thanks to Nick Budosh. Good job, brother. The memes are Britton Barry.
Bang.
She literally, the wife of Andrew Barry, purchased one of the shirts.
She trusts him. I trust her.
Do you trust him, Clock?
I trust him.
And she trusts us to give her good merch.
That's exactly. A good woman getting hyped about her man. She sees some merch about him. Is like, yeah, awesome.
By the way,
Andrew.
How cool was it? We'll get to those last two rounds before you get out of here, Joe, because I know you got to bail in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But how cool was it at that press conference with Andrew Barry last week when he got asked about the fifth grade like salary cap thing?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I've heard about this because he's not on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you could tell he really does not go on there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I heard about this. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she went on Twitter afterwards and was like, guys, you got to stop telling him about the things we talk about here. He doesn't know our shenanigans. This is fucking awesome.
I mean, if we see, like, I think it's possible to see AB in an NAB We Trust shirt. I think we're going to see somebody, maybe not him, but I think we're going to see somebody within the organization wearing that shirt at some point.
I would fucking love that. That'd be
100%.
Awesome. He's too humble, but I could see someone
else.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
he probably wouldn't rock it.
I could see, like, maybe not Denzel Ward, but I'll just use him as an example. Like, some player just, like, when the Browns always post pictures of them, like, walking into, like, the locker room for the day, like, someone just fucking wearing it just randomly.
Well, I think that what we should do is whoever they select with whatever their first pick is.
Hopefully, send them one.
So we should just send them one and be like, bro, he drafted you. You obviously trust him. You know what I mean? Like, you got to fucking.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, I love that.
Your livelihood's riding on AB.
Yeah, exactly. He better be. We better trust him because he just drafted you. All right, two more rounds. We got to knock these out before Joe's got to go play some softball in the freezing cold. Good luck with that, by the way.
That's I'm going to hit 5-6 home runs, no big deal.
Is it one of those games where they limit how many home runs you can hit? And it's out.
So we were in a league like that last year. I'm not sure this year. A lot of the dudes that are on my team are still at school, like they're finishing up finals. So like, that's why I'm filling in. I was on this team last year, but so yeah. Game at 8:30 and 9:30, Strongsville League. Going to just fuck some people up with some great defense and hit some fucking bombs.
You're playing two positions in the outfield, correct?
Yeah, I'll be all over the place out there.
I like it. All right. First pick in the third round of the Barstool Cleveland Browns draft.
The Joe Pollocks are selecting Rashard Higgins.
Ah, all right.
Number Hollywood 82, Higgins. Rashard Higgins. Rashard Higgins is probably one of my favorite Browns of all time. I feel like he got the short end of the stick with his time in Cleveland. It sucks. A lot of people think he's not that good. I think he is, though, because he's the type of receiver that, like an Odell or even a Jarvis at times, you're not trusting on that 10-yard in over the middle on third down to, like, get up for a ball, like, lay out for a ball because they just don't want to take the hit. Like, Rashard Higgins is that dude that, like, he's a great blocker, and he's that guy that within the middle of the field, like, he's not afraid to jump up for a ball in the linebackers and take a fucking hit. And he's just the most automatic 15-yard pass in sports. Like, any time that Baker was able to, like, get the ball to him 15 yards down the field, he catches it every single time. So it sucks that he's not on the Browns anymore. But, yeah, he's one of my all-time favorite Browns.
Carolina Panthers.
I fuck with it.
Sign a deal with them. What is it, 2-year deal?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. If Baker goes to the Panthers, because Higgins and Baker do have a connection,
I think that would be a
problem.
Stopper.
They could be a problem.
And there was a report today from Mary Kay Cabot
that
teams are heating back up because it was all bullshit anyway that no one was going to trade for him. Like, dude, this fucking quarterback class sucks. Whoever doesn't get Willis, your best bet to win. And a team like Carolina has a roster where they can actually compete this year.
And they're in win now mode. Matt Rhule is like kind of on the hot seat. It's win now or get the fuck out. So,
and honestly, like, as much as we talk shit about Baker, he's a good enough quarterback. You could put him in Carolina and they're going to fucking compete down there.
If Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy, then I just kind of the way that they run their offense with the speedy guys, shorter routes. I mean, see if him and Robbie Anderson can mend their relationship. Right. But I could see it.
All right. 10th pick in the Barstool Cleveland Browns draft. Brian Kenny's.
The Brian Kenny's select Montario Hardesty.
Oh, he stole my pick right before I was going to take it. You're looking at my notes.
I'm not.
You motherfucker, you're looking at my notes.
I'm not looking at your notes. I got my notes right in front of you.
Check the tape. Number one offensive choice.
God damn it.
Suck it.
Peep the eyes.
we'll check the tape.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like to.
I also don't have my glasses on, so.
Second round pick, 2010.
Second round pick, 2010. Two-year career. That's it.
Yeah, you know, isn't that crazy for a second round
pick? For a second round pick, 153 carries, 537 yards on 153 carries, one career touchdown. And that's it for Montario Hardesty. He was somebody that we all talked about and couldn't wait for. You choose him in the second round. He did have some injury concerns. Yeah. This is a guy that kept Arian Foster on the bench at Tennessee. Yep. Arian Foster did not really play much because of Montario Hardesty.
Do you know that during that period, this is when I broke the most stories in my career, and my number one source was Montario Hardesty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He was your snitch?
He wasn't really a snitch. He was more – because they weren't negative stories about the team. Uh-huh. I got a lot of the good, positive stuff because Montario felt – first of all, if you're a young person who wants to get into covering sports and you want to cover a team, what you do – and it's a little different because he was a second-round pick – but guys like Deshaun Gibson and those guys who get drafted later, everybody wants to talk to the first and second round picks. You go talk to the guys who get drafted at the end of the draft, and you go chop it up with them. You fucking make friends with them. Those guys will give you information. They'll talk to you. They want you to know the real what's going on. And Montario hung out with those guys.
Okay.
So that was my boy. I still shout out to Montario, and he's definitely not watching this, but good fucking guy. When he got passed over for the starting job by, I don't remember who passed him. I can't remember.
Lee Suggs?
Yeah, whoever it was, he called me. I was his call afterwards to like give me his side of like what happened.
Really?
Joe, what do you got?
It wasn't Lee Suggs.
I gotta leave like right now. All right. But Klaus got his last. Oh, he's gonna double pick, and then I would have the last pick. So how's this gonna work?
You gotta trade up for his pick right now.
What are you gonna give me?
A fucking
pause.
What do you first drink next time we go out? Trade it up.
Oh, that's all I got to trade? All right.
I mean, it's a late round pick. It's a fourth. Right. It's a late third rounder.
Yeah.
All right. Easy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a late third rounder, but I'm getting fucking the GOAT. I'm taking Jim Brown.
Your draft strategy is so different. I mean, you're killing it.
It's not fair because whoever looks at the graphic tomorrow is going to be like, this is the best team, obviously.
Everybody else is just stupid.
You said Brown's draft, and I did what was told.
Yeah. I mean, you did just draft a Brown.
Yes. Everybody's going to look at it and go, you drafted Rashard Higgins over Jim Brown?
That shit's funny.
Yeah. I respect it.
Yeah, wait. So round out my picks. What I get? Bud Light, Johnny Manziel, Rashard Higgins, and Jim Brown.
That sounds like a party.
How many is that? One, two, three, right four? We're doing four?
Yeah, four total. Okay. Yeah. You shouldn't have traded away that pick. You should have Jim Brown. Yeah,
what are you doing?
I got to dip and go play some softball.
Yeah, Joe, I want three home runs tonight.
Only three?
I just want three.
In game one or game two?
Each game.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
that's
three.
What I said, like 5-6. That's
I want you to do a drag bunt in one of the games, too, and get everybody mad at you.
Bunt? Sometimes I rock them back at the pitcher, just see what this team's really about. We'll see what they're about.
I respect it.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Peace out.
Yeah, we'll see you this weekend, probably, right? I don't know if we're doing anything this weekend.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll be down here tomorrow, so let's fucking link.
All right.
Peace.
See
you. Joe is out of here. We're going to finish this bad boy up. All right, so he traded up in the – I don't know how we're going to represent
him in
the draft.
So I got two picks now?
Yeah, you got – well, no, you just traded one away. You got one pick. Now you go all the way to the – one of your picks is going all the way to the end. You traded it away for a drink. That's on you, man. You're a shitty GM.
I had to agree to it. Fuck it.
Hey, you did.
Let's see. I have it written down. Uh-oh. One of you – you took one
clock's
of them.
Clock's ticking down. Someone can jump him.
Clock's ticking down on clock.
Fuck.
10, 9, 8, 7,
I'm going
three,
with, I'm going with.
I'm
so,
jumping.
Wait, so I have one more?
You have this one, then one more.
Oh, and then one more. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll go with Lawrence Vickers right here.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good one.
That is a very good one. So, yeah.
Six round pick, Pro Bowl, fullback.
I didn't know we drafted him.
Oh, yeah. Got Colorado.
Wow. For some reason, I thought we signed him.
No.
Story behind him. Also met him. Got his autograph. And just like a huge dude. Nice dude. Signed my ticket after the game.
Yeah. We were with Robbie Bourne before this, and he was talking about he was like one of his favorite players because of the violence he brought to the football.
Yeah,
that's when I literally typed it in.
Dude, fullback Twitter is like one of the craziest Twitters. There's some people on Twitter that fucking love fullback.
Yeah, like Johnny Stanton.
I love fullback.
Do we love Johnny Stanton?
No, but he wasn't a classic fullback. Yeah. He was more of an H-back, I'd say.
He's still on the squad, though, right?
Stanton might be. I think they got rid of Janovich.
Yeah, we don't have him anymore. Yeah,
I think Stanton still is, but like Smith, Tyrell Smith.
Oh yeah,
he was nasty. He was early Browns.
He was from the Saints.
Look at how much shit. Look at how much shit people are talking to me about not liking Draft Day. Draft Day is an awful movie. It's I get it. It's about the Browns, but there's no way you can tell me it's a good movie. Cinematically, I mean, like script wise, the plot is bad.
When that weight trainer is talking to the coach about their quarterback, who's pretty much Brian Hoyer.
they just stole
the Brian Hoyer storyline, and he's like, "Do you know how much you benched yesterday? 245. Do you know how much you squatted? 500. 500 is like, oh god, this is gross. This is terrible.
This is so like the first time like really Browns fans can't be hyped about Draft Day, you know?
Yeah. Aaron Foster's like, in that too.
Ever.
It's so ugly. People are just really, really angry at me. It is a very divisive
one comment.
Tweet. All right. I have 191 likes. All right, let me give you this one right here. This guy literally, Pronkville08, has tweeted at me since I started being a host on radio. Literally probably 13 years ago. This is the very beginning. This guy has followed me when I first signed up for Twitter.
You.
No, he doesn't. He said, one of those people that always has to have a, quote, cool opinion and hates everything. This guy has been so cool to me for so many years, and I pissed him off with this thing.
Oh, man.
Here's another one. Why do you tweet? Your tweets suck so bad. That's from _Browns_OC. Let's see. Where's another one? There is a lot of people who agree with me. Some people are just like literally terrible. Seeing shit is so nauseating. Okay, I guess there's a lot. No, wrong. This guy. This is a good one. Rich Coley 2. Wrong. Wrong. I like those. Those are good.
Yeah.
I actually, one of my favorite things to text or tweet back is just no, period. It's one of my favorite things on earth. It's just like such a no. all right, so that was the first pick in the fourth round, correct?
Yep, Lawrence Bakers.
You got two picks in the fourth round because you traded one away for Jim Brown. Unbelievable. I am up on the clock. I don't even know what pick we're on here, but it's the fourth round of the Barstow Cleveland Browns draft.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got two tough ones to pick between.
That was my problem.
Old school or new school? I'm going to let you pick.
Let's go old school.
Old school. All right, you ready for this one? You ain't even going to know who the fuck this is probably. Raheem Abdullah. Remember this?
Second
round pick, 1999. See? Only played 20. This is actually a crazy story because I remember him, but I don't really remember what happened to him.
I only sort of remember him. I remember the name.
Yeah, he only played 29 games total. Only started 4 games in his second season. His second season, he started 4 games, was out of the NFL after that season, took 2 years off. Then he played in the CFL and the Arena Football League, where he won a Grey Cup with the Edmonton Eskimos.
Holy shit.
And he was a stud in the AFL.
Okay.
And when I went and one of my first jobs was covering the Cleveland Gladiators. And he was like a vet for the Cleveland Gladiators by the time I got to covering the Arena Football League.
Dude, sometime I got to tell you about my fucking internship with the Erie Storm. The lowest level of professional football there is. It was an arena team in Erie, Pennsylvania. Storm. And
I think talking about the Lake Erie College Storm. Isn't that the college
name? They sued the Erie Storm over that name, and so they had to change it. So it was the only Erie Storm for 1 year.
What? What did you do there?
I was supposed to be a fucking marketing intern, and I show up to the first game, and they're like, our statistician isn't coming, and so you need to do stats. So I am like working on this program that's built for regular football, but other things happen in arena that score points that aren't accounted for. So you can't just punch in like extra point kicked. If you kick the ball through the uprights on the kickoff, it's worth points. There was zero way of telling this fucking stats software, which was DOS, D-O-S, like original fucking number crunchers kind of DOS on this shitty little, it was actually a floppy disk program I was running. I swear
holy
to God.
Shit.
And there's no way of telling it that. And then like after the game, like I just started writing shit down on paper to see if I could take it home and figure it out. They're like, you need to have the stats in by tomorrow at 10 a.m. or the head coach gets suspended the next game.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
That is ridiculous.
Talking about pressure.
Such a fucking, put on this random college kid. Who's there for marketing? And like I was up till 6 o'clock in the morning trying to get it to work. And it worked. They accepted it.
Wow.
We have an issue here. I'm pretty sure I only picked 3 players.
You picked?
Charlie Fry.
Brandon McDonald.
Brandon McDonald. Raheem Abdullah. I don't think I picked a fourth player. Like, how did I get skipped in one of the rounds?
How many do you have?
I have three.
So you're picking your fourth player. You've picked three so far.
I skipped with him. I traded. That was my fourth.
How did I get skipped here? I literally only picked three players.
Well, it was going back around this way for the fourth.
Oh, yeah. But, so it skipped here.
But he just went here.
So it should have went going here and then here.
Yeah. So, I mean,
okay, I'll just take the final pick.
So just swing it back this way then. I mean, he's going to double up.
I'm going to take I'm going to take.
Let him double up.
Yeah, you're reading my fucking notes. Of course
you're going to take. I can't read your notes.
Go ahead.
I've seen it.
Mine?
Yeah. You're up next. I don't know what pick this is, and we're completely out of order now.
With the
out of order pick, how is it possible that we couldn't handle a four pick draft?
Yeah, we fucked that up.
This is the
drafts are real complicated.
This is the dumbest thing. I was judging Barstool Chicago one time, watching one of their snake drafts because they were fucking it up so much. I'm like, how do you fuck this up? It's so simple. I get it now.
Yeah,
makes total sense. Pool pack will get you every time.
Why don't you go then?
All right, I'll go. You want to give me the pick?
Yeah, go ahead.
New school. Actually, I just went old school, so I'm going new. Yeah, I'm going to go new school. Owen Marisic, fourth round, 2011.
Considered him. Two-way player.
Two-way player. Not good. Not a good player on either side.
Didn't wear gloves, which I thought made him look really stupid out there. He had like no, I feel like he got to have something. He had no armbands, no pads. He was just bare arms and hands. It was weird to see.
If I remember, he was like a rugby player or something, correct? He was like...
Something like that.
But it was some odd. But
I could see it.
He looked like any dude who still like wears their high school t-shirt lifting at Lifetime Fit.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? He's just like some dude who played backup linebacker at Beachwood and he's still there in his fucking...
Well, I'll still wear my high school football shirts.
Yeah?
I'm not going to wear nicer shirts to sweat a whole bunch in, and I sweat a whole bunch.
I just went to the... my son wanted to go to... to Goodwill yesterday. Actually, he wanted to go to, I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those. It's not a Goodwill, but it's a better one. The one where they have like better clothes.
People Plato's just, Closet?
No, not that. It's still a Goodwill.
Gabe's?
Like Unique is one of them. I think, I can't remember what this one's called. It's out in Menoroff Heisley Road. Really good one. It's like a well-known Goodwill thrift store type. It might be just called Thrift Store.
Gabriel Brothers?
No, I think it's called Thrift Store. I don't know what it's called. Whatever.
Okay.
Either way, I went there. He wanted to buy a shirt. He wanted to find a shirt. He found a dope-ass throwback Beatles tee. Like, I love that the kids, like, wear that stuff now. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I found a shirt, because I was looking for gym shirts. So I found a California shirt, which I like because I was born in California. I feel like I'm half California, half Cleveland. Like that one. I found this shirt. What does it say? Cleveland, you play the whole city. I don't know what
when you play Cleveland, you play the whole city. It says you just can't look down far enough. Yeah.
I didn't really read it. I just saw it looked like brown stuff. And I decided,
that's a good shirt.
Yeah, I like
that's
it. Solid. I bought it. Yeah, it was $1.99. And I bought, I don't know if you saw it on my Twitter, a blue iced tie-dye Arthur.
I did see that.
Yeah, I saw it. The hugs.
Hugs, not drugs.
Yeah.
With Arthur, dude, it was fucking badass. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going to wear that, but that thing is getting busted out sooner or later. Yeah.
It's like a forward shirt. Where's forward?
Yeah, that's not a workout shirt. Nah. That's a prize gem.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Take some
Jenna was not happy.
No.
She says she prizes herself on every man she's ever dated her entire life. Mind you, we've been together over 10 years now. So that list ended quite a while ago. She's gotten them to stop wearing graphic tees. I'm going the opposite way. I'm going even harder into the paint on graphic tees. And like, I also just put in a giant order of Barstool graphic tees. So I got my employee discount code and I went fucking ham. I bought a whole bunch of them. Shout out to KB and Nick. I bought an anus tee, an untold story fucking pocket tee. I bought a bunch of shit. But yeah, that was
That's not a problem I will ever have. My wife wore a Triple H shirt yesterday.
Yeah, Jenna is not a fan of graphic tees.
That's my lady.
All right, Brian, you're up next, right? Yep. And then Clock will finish it off.
Yeah.
Right? My final pick with the second to last pick in the Barstool Cleveland draft, the Brian Kennedys choose Joaquin Gonzalez.
Oh my God.
Joaquin Gonzalez. Tackle taken in the seventh round out of the U. He was a pretty big part of like those big U teams. And his kind of, I'd say, claim to fame, at least that I know. I mean, he only played like, I think he started 2 games one season, 11 games the next season, sat out his rookie year, and then he was gone. So he didn't play a whole bunch. But do you remember that Ed Reed video where he's like, don't ask me if I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hurt, dog.
Yeah.
Joaquin said dominate, and we're not doing it. That was Joaquin.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I remember him.
So if Ed Reed is yelling at the team because Joaquin said dominate, you know that Joaquin Gonzalez held some fucking weight in that U locker room. So
he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Not in the NFL, per se.
Not so much in the NFL, but he also wore 73, which I loved.
It's, I'm not a numbers guy. I never remember who wears what, but that's Joe Thomas, right?
Joe Thomas wore 73 as well.
I remember that one. I don't know any numbers. So when we have, by the way, we are going to have a dozens team next year. When there's a whole bunch of like jersey number questions, I'm fucked on those.
I think I'll be okay. I wore 73 in high school, and then it wasn't available in my 2 years in college. But I wore 73 because of Larry Allen.
Nice.
Fucking Larry. You look like you don't know who that
is. I just trying to, like, don't remember him wearing 73 for some reason. This is why I'm terrible at this.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chargers?
Yeah. Terrible at this. No,
Cowboys.
Didn't he play for the Chargers, too?
Uh-uh.
No, I'm tripping then.
Whole career, one place?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
I'll pull it up. Clock, you got the final pick in the Barstool Cleveland. Browns.
Draft. I picked Josh Gordon.
Oh, okay. All right. I like it.
Supplemental draft.
You did ask earlier. When you asked if supplemental draft picks count, I thought you were going Bernie Kosar.
I think he's the Josh Gordon was the first pick since Bernie Kosar taken in the supplemental
draft. Yeah, I think so.
No stories on Josh Gordon?
It looked like you might have gotten
stories on Josh Gordon? No.
He did play for San Francisco for a couple years. I remember that.
Oh, what a turncoat.
They even have him in his fucking...
To go from Dallas to San Francisco, that's some turncoat shit right there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My boy Charles Haley played for both teams.
No stories in Josh Gordon. Just when we got him, they said, like, this guy has a bunch of upside and stuff like that. And then, boom, like, he went off and went crazy. And then, he couldn't...
He's a bad motherfucker.
Stop getting cut. Or not cut, caught with weed and stuff.
I still don't understand how you can get caught that many times. Weed's awesome. I'm not going to say that it's not. But Will even said, like, just don't smoke for this little portion.
Could you not figure that out?
Did the first pick get made yet? The draft just started. I don't think they go on the clock for... I think they're about to go on the clock right now, right?
NFL if that's, draft tracker.
I'm really curious to see the number one over a pick. I know everybody was saying Trayvon Walker is the likely first pick. Some people said Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I think
I could see Hutchinson going to Detroit.
I would like to. Well, I also have to get the fuck out of here, so I'm deciding.
How long have we been going for?
I don't know. Joe's not here, so I have to go look at this. Hold on. Let's go see.
I think we're about we're probably about an hour. 57 now.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, let's close this up. Tomorrow, hopefully, we're talking about fucking the fact that the Browns traded up and.
Trade up, probably no Baker on the roster.
Carl Loftus.
Look at the latest person to follow me. Look at their bio. Their
love face fuck. 16 monkey over the years emoji.
Love face fuck.
Nice. Hit the follow back.
There's no better way to end it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Love face fuck.
Yep.